Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate that you listen to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and also leave us some feedback. Rate us. Give us a review. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
I love having this next guest on. I don't even know where to start. Played in the NFL. Successful college career. Guy who overcame a pretty significant injury while in college. Father. Husband. He's got 8 kids. Like, you know, I'm a big fan of respect. You know, you respect people. And you have 8 children. I'm holding the door for Alex Molden. He's got 8 kids. How are you, man?
I'm all right, John. How you doing?
How do you do that?
You open the door for me?
I got you. I'm right here.
Now,
what?
Now, if you hold the door, that you're going to be holding the door for a long time after, with 8 kids and then, you know, me and the wife. That's, a, you know, I'm just saying it.
How do you, when you get a, like, let's say you want to take the family out, you call ahead and make a reservation. What does their face do when you say, we need a table for 8 or...
got to do a room. It's ridiculous. And typically, typically, we don't have all the kids, right? We got one off at UW, another one just graduated. So, you know, next week, I think they have a bye week. And so Elijah will be down. So when we do go out, we'll get looked at and stared at and gawked at. So, but we don't go to the expensive restaurants.
No.
Just the, you know, it's Chevy's, baby.
Right. You gotta keep it real.
That's right.
And you probably have they want to bring a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a friend, and now it's like 15.
No, we don't do all that just yet.
Alex Molden is with us. First round draft pick in the 1996 NFL draft. You were on the field. I went back and watched the whole replay of the 94 game on YouTube. You can do that. Man, you look big with the shoulder pads on at Oregon. You look big on the field.
This was all a facade, man. The shoulder pads that we had. Actually, I just watched one with Anthony Newman. He was there before me. He was like 8 years before me, and his pads were huge.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, it was just, I don't know. But now with technology, and you look at, like, Elijah's pants. I look at his. I'm like, man, those are tiny. But it's all about, you got to be fast. You know, got to be fast. I wasn't fast back in the day.
When you go back, and even let's go back to that 94 game, everybody talks about the pick, but that game was such an important game because I look at the history of the series, and Washington had dominated the series. But you guys were trying to make a move. Can you kind of help us with what that felt like to be in that?
So, that year, I mean, we knew we had something special, even though we started off 1-2, and we lost some games we shouldn't have lost, but we had picked up momentum. And I think really what gets lost is when we went down to USC and beat them in the Coliseum, it was the first time, I think, in 20 years. And once again, Kenny Wheaton had another pick in that game. It was a fantastic pick. And once we got that win under our belt, then we started to even more belief. And when we I think the next game we might have played Washington State. We lost one. The defense that they have was ridiculous. But after that, we just started. You know, we had a 3-game. A three home game series where we had Arizona State with Jake Plummer. We beat them. And then we had Washington. And, we had more belief, like after every game, after every win. And, we just felt that after that win, then the next week, it wasn't even easy. We had another, like, top 15 team in Arizona, and we beat them. Yeah, we knew we had something special.
Washington was, you guys had scored to take the lead. Washington, who hadn't done much all day on you guys, has the ball. They go right down the field. They were on the 12th play of the drive. They're on the 8-yard line. You guys call timeout, and young Nick Aliotti, baby-faced Nick Aliotti, is your coordinator. He believes they're going to give the ball to Napoleon Kaufman, which they probably should have. And so he calls a run blitz. But as a defensive back, what are you thinking in that situation?
So run blitz, I'm thinking, especially that call, smash black, which meaning we bring in, we throwing everything and the kitchen sink at him. And so what we got to do is we got to defend what is, we got to be strong where we're weak at. Mm-hmm. And so with that, we have to take away the inside. So we know the ball is going to come out fast. We can't let the receiver cross our face because we got to be lined up inside. So we can't let the receiver cross our face. And so, and then from there, it goes all to like studying the, the personnel, studying film and getting tendencies. And with that, especially how they came out and they aligned, we watched so much film, and Kenny knew that, man, on this formation, when they're in the tight red zone, they love doing, especially with the ball on the hash or in the middle of the field, they love throwing to the number two receiver and doing an out route. And man, he rolled the dice and he played it phenomenally.
I watch it over and over and I think to myself, if the receiver runs a slant there, Kenny Wheaton's dead.
He's done. Yep, he's done. Yep, he's done. But Kenny was his instincts was the best that I've ever seen, whether in college or in pros. You know, how he played the game, you know, it wasn't always pretty, but his instincts and his hands and ball awareness was incredible.
If you're on the other side of the formation as the other corner, if they run an out on that side, are you jumping that out as well?
Let me see. No, but you know, the funny thing is I jumped it out earlier in the game and got an interception.
Yeah.
And that was, once again, that was like after timeouts, they usually run a speed out. Mm-hmm. And so I had, you know, I had gambled and that was actually in a cover three. I was nowhere near where I was supposed to be, but, you know, where the ball was and then the receiver's alignment. I was like, he's doing it out. I know this. But down there, you're playing like, nah, they're trying, you know. I gotta be honest with this one. I gotta be honest. And, you know, I didn't backpedal. I just kind of sat on the receiver. And once I read the three-step drop and see him throw the other way, I figured, hey, I did my job. I know I've trusted my other guys on the team, so they're going to make a play. I was thinking, like, to deflect the ball or make the tackle, but nothing like intercepted in goal 92 yards.
When Kenny picks that ball off, I've seen the replay. I wasn't in the stadium. You were on the field. What does that look like for you, and what did that feel like?
That was something that I'm getting goosebumps right now just thinking about it. But it was something I've never heard a crowd erupt the way it did. It was electric. And I mean, I'm talking about college or in the pros. I'm never just going from, like, quiet to, like, I mean, it was ridiculous. But to see it, I made sure my guy was covered. I heard, he erupted. And I look and I see Kenny running down the field. I just, like, it was so surreal. You know, it was amazing. I knew we had won the game, but how we had did it and the fans, how they were just, man, they was right there on the field with us.
Did you run all the way to the end zone and jump on them? Everybody was dogpiling.
No, I didn't. I was on the far side. I started to, but that's a long way, man. And I knew we had to get back on the field again because the defense scores. We got to get back on the field. So I think the closest guy to me was Chad Coder, and I gave him a big hug. And we started to make our way, but we met him on the sidelines.
Alex Molden with us, former NFL defensive back, former Oregon Duck. You have, Herman O'Berry, you've got Alex Molden, you've got Kenny Wheaton, you've got Chad Cota, you've got Sherman. Do you have a sense that, the NFL potential in that defensive backfield when you're in college, or do you only later realize it?
No, I knew we had, I knew we had the talent, with Herman. I knew Chad. Kenny, I knew we, and especially the strength of our defense was in the secondary. So I knew it was, I thought it'd be kind of a long shot for Jeff Sherman, but truth be told, we wouldn't have been able to do the things that we were without Jeff Sherman. I mean, he was the brains behind everything. Chad Coder was the heart, but the brains was Jeff. Jeff made sure we got everything lined up. He was able to play to our strengths. I mean, he was phenomenal. But I knew we had a lot of talent. I didn't know that, with Herman, how many years he would play. I know he would get a shot. I knew Kenny would get a shot, just his playmaking ability. And I didn't think Chad, just because he was a small dude. Hell, I was bigger than Chad, and I played corner. And we played the same amount of years. We both played 8 years. It was, pretty cool.
Alex Molden is our guest. People know now that Elijah, your son, is a defensive back at Washington. I know his recruitment was a big deal. And now you look back on that process. How difficult was that? And how much pressure were you feeling, or Elijah may have been feeling, to go to Oregon? I think he made the right choice for himself.
Exactly, John. And really, it wasn't pressure. People from the outside might have thought it was pressure. And, if you would read the media, you read all the blogs and stuff, which my wife, she really loved doing that. And I told her, don't do that, baby. don't do that. Because she would start to feel a certain way and whatnot. And really, it's like I wouldn't say I was, I guess I was trying to brainwash them early on. Like when we was in fifth grade, we would go down to the spring game. We'd go to as many Duck games as possible. But when the time came during his recruitment and the type of, the caliber of the teams and the quality of the coaches and the conferences and all that stuff, and I was more concerned about what college was going to make him become the best person possible. Right, it's not just about interceptions and how many games and bowl games you win, but what university is going to make Elijah be the best Elijah possible? And everything that with the recruiting process and what the coaches were saying, and then the research that we did, it all pointed to Coach Peterson and University of Washington. So, it was pretty easy, and when he first told me, hey, Dad, I'm going to take an unofficial trip down to Washington or up to Washington. I said, man, I'm not going. You can go. Your mama can go. I'm not going. And so I was like, it's a waste of time. I'm too busy. So him and his and my wife went, and they had a great time. They enjoyed it. It was fantastic. And Kristen, my wife, asked me, said, could you see yourself going here? And he said, yes. And I was like, so he got back to me, and I was like, okay, well, let's, we went to a practice. We went to one of the early practices in August and went there and I got a chance to sit down and talk with Coach Lake. It was my first time seeing Coach Peterson since 95. And, I was like, wow, this is a great school with a great coaching staff that really, I see him doing some great things here and growing as a man and a person.
You see so many times with the visits where, the kids will come back from a visit and they love the place they just saw. Like, I have to think, you go to Stanford and you leave Stanford going, wow, this is amazing. You have to go to Stanford. You leave Washington saying, wow, this is amazing. You leave USC saying, this is amazing. How is that how it goes down, when you leave those places? Or do you kind of have a feeling that You know, do you ever leave a place and go, nope, this isn't the spot for me?
You know, for him and all those schools we went to, we took unofficial. Like, I took him down to USC. I took him down to USC. We went to Stanford a couple of times. You know, a beautiful campus, everything you need. Went to Oregon, of course. And really for him, and I told him, you have to be able to see yourself here, not just during the football season, but in the springtime, right? When there's no media, there's no fanfare, there's no bowl games. What do you see? When you see yourself like in the locker room with the guys, right? It's the coaching staff, yes, but the guys, their culture, where do you see yourself? And whichever, you know, with every school, whether it was USC, Stanford, Oregon, but Washington, it was hands down the best culture. He loved the guys. He loved the guys, not only in the secondary, the guys that they had there and how they, you know, how they spoke with them and their attitudes, but it was the whole team. And so, like, the culture really was the one of the main determining factors for him picking Washington. And, you know, I told him at the time, I mean, Oregon, I don't know if that coaching staff is going to be there.
Yeah.
Just the way things were panning out.
Yeah, can you imagine? He would have played for three different coaches. It would have been a mess. I mean, it's, you know, for the, I feel for the players who have been in that. Alex Molden is our guest. Before I cut you loose, you know, what do you see when you see him on the field? And can you just be a dad and a fan, or are you? Do you look at it as a coach when you see him out there and coaching points you might talk with him about?
I really don't. I'm a dad. You know, I guess it's funny, John. It's like, when I'm there at the games, I'm in there. My gut is all wrenched. I mean, I'm a dad. Now, when I'm at home watching him on TV and I can stop and rewind and do all that, then I turn into a coach. But I don't coach him. You know, I don't. You know, he has, I think, the best secondary coach in the country, in Jimmy Lake. But I just, after the game, I always ask him, how do you feel? You know, what did you see out there? Did you feel comfortable? There's going to be spots and times where you're going to be uncomfortable. You have to be willing to be comfortable in those uncomfortable situations. So it's like, man, I always get on, like, how much film are you watching? Do you feel comfortable? You know what's going to happen. You got to be able to see yourself. And you know, if you're prepared, man, it's going to do what it's going to do. But for the most part, man, I'm a dad watching. You know, he's so much, you know, his skill level, his strength, his quickness, and his knowledge of the game is so much farther than mine when I was a junior. It's not even close. So the sky's the limit for him.
Well, you guys, you and your wife have done a phenomenal job. I see your kids around, and I see you when you guys aren't around. I sometimes see those kids, and Elijah included. I mean, all your kids are great kids. They're people who care about other people. I mean, you guys have a lot to be proud of. You guys are doing something right, man.
Man, well, thank you very much, man. I appreciate that, John.
Alex, I will. You going to the game? Yes, you'll be there.
We're going to the game bright and early, leaving at 6:30. I tried to talk my wife out. She wanted to leave tonight. I said, babe, you know, I'm still coaching, you know, high school football. I'm coaching. I'm a DB coach at West Lynn. The game is going to end at like 10. I'm going to be beat down tight. No, I can't do that. So, you know, we're going to leave at 6:30, 8 a.m., fresh and early. Got a hot cup of coffee with me. So, yeah, but it'd be fun. Though. I get to see one of my old teammates, Eric Allen, is going to be there with one of his sons.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's an unofficial or official visit. So it'll be a fun time.
All right. Alex Molden, I'll see you there. Thank you for making time.
Always. Have a good one.
You too. There he is, former Ducks defensive back, dad, and divided rooting interest on Saturday. Leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth. Coming Coming up, Ken Go of the Oregonian. We'll also have John Wilner of the San Jose Mercury News on to talk about Cal, Oregon State, and some other things. The mess at Stanford. Every day on the show, we do the Big Splash.
This is the one thing you absolutely need to know today.
Look at it.
Where?
Down there.
The Big Splash! Brought to you by Sport Clips. Cut the wait. Download the new Sport Clips Haircuts app and check in.
Well, Patrick Mahomes went down last night on Thursday Night Football. Everyone in Kansas City holding their breath. MRI confirms today that the Chiefs quarterback suffered a dislocated kneecap. Not significant additional damage. He'll seek additional opinions, of course, but the plan is for Patrick Mahomes to return at some point this season. Andy Reid was not lying.
I have no. I'll know more, you know, in the next few days. We'll get it to you. You know that. So we're not gonna. We're not hiding this stuff from you. We just need time to evaluate it. You know.
He's not out of the woods, but it does not appear to be as devastating as initially.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.